This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Our next studio guest is here to talk about her works. We have Kate Disher Quill, who is a photographer and has just released a book called Earshot. Welcome to the show.
Oh, thanks Kate. For having me.
Now, you obviously...
This is going to be such a great story, even though you're saying, oh, no, I'm a photographer, I don't know. The reason you're here to talk about this book, but we'll get to that.
Let's start off by just talking a little bit about yourself. How did you get involved in the arts and then, I suppose, particularly photography? So where did the love come from and how did it all start for you?
Yeah, well, I suppose my passion for photography really began when I was about 13 and my dad built a darkroom in our shed.
Wow, way back doing that stuff.
Yeah, so it was actually the process of darkroom photography that I kind of fell in love with before the actual photo taking. So I would spend hours just developing.
So was he a photographer?
He was actually an art teacher and an artist.
Right.
So he mainly does painting and drawing, but I guess as an art teacher, they kind of explore all mediums.
Well, so many artists are, dabble in photography as well, because it is another art form.
Yeah, so that's how my interest began. And then all through high school, I just kept taking photos and eventually started become quite interested in portrait photography, and I didn't think that I would really make a career out of it. I just always assumed it would be my hobby, and I studied visual communications instead, which is a design degree.
Yeah.
And I guess all through uni, my strongest point was always the photography, but I guess being used in a design format, so still being used in kind of, I guess... still editorial design probably, but the photographic element was always my strongest point.
Yep.
And then right at the end of my degree, I got a job with a photographer, just a part-time job. And from there, it just kind of developed and just... I feel like it kind of just happened without even thinking about it, but...
Well, I suppose without thinking of it, you thought, okay, photographer, that's my passion, I'll go. And a professional photographer, was it? So it was a natural way it happened for you, wasn't it?
Yeah, but I suppose in a way it's kind of like it was always meant to be. It was what I mean, people say, what else would you do if you weren't a photographer? And I struggle to think of anything. It's literally the only thing I've done.
Right. But then there's a beautiful backstory to all of this, with photography being a very silent, because it's all about the image, isn't it? Tell us about your life growing up.
So I guess, and the backstory particularly relating to this publication, Earshot, is that I was diagnosed with hearing loss at 3 years of age and given my first pair of hearing aids when I was 10.
Could you hear what people were saying, or were you struggling at that age?
Yeah, when I was originally diagnosed, they tested me and I had no hearing, and it was because I had glue ear, which is an ear infection that I had for quite some time. They don't really know, but it wasn't painful. I just couldn't hear anything, and Mum noticed that I wasn't speaking. I was mimicking her mouth but not saying anything. And so then I got a test and they were like, okay, she's 90% deaf on this test.
Gosh.
But it was because my ears were completely blocked, and so I had a couple of operations, and eventually they were able to test me without having the fluid in my ear, and I still had a hearing loss, but it was mild to moderate then, and then later developed to a moderate hearing loss. So I thought that because it wasn't that bad, I didn't really need to address the fact that I had a hearing loss, because I could still hear. But the reality is that You're not hearing everything.
Yep.
And that
must have been really difficult for you. You know, like your mother, you know, you weren't actually speaking, and therefore you would have become a very insular and quiet.
Yeah, it's interesting because I always thought that I was the way which was quite an introverted, quiet, calm child. And I always thought that, it was because I couldn't hear anything. But in doing this project, I have met a bunch of deaf and hard of hearing people who are super extrovert and loud. And it was kind of this reality check
brilliant.
Maybe this is just who I am. But I think I became quite observant as a result. Yeah. Like I was always quite attentive and looking at everyone and... I think that was because I had to.
Yeah. All right. So let's talk about now you're a photographer and you're making a living from it?
Yeah.
Brilliant. Yep. Brilliant. So you've done this new book. It's called?
Earshot.
What's the book about?
So it's difficult to describe because it kind of brings a whole lot of elements into it, but predominantly it's a photography book in which I
portraits,
but there's also other photographs in there, but it explores the experiences of deafness and hearing loss, and I photographed over 40 people for it.
And they've all got hearing...
Varying degrees. So it's basically to show the diversity of this issue because it's not just simply, you're deaf or, there's just so many different elements and there's so many different devices that people use and there's sign language. So there's a lot of different elements within this issue and I wanted to really explore all of it. But also creating a book that was really beautiful and filled with photographs, as well as there's illustrations in there, the Auslan alphabet. So essentially, and this is what one of the editors called it, it was like it's a resource, and in a way, I suppose that's the easiest thing to describe.
Okay,
it's a resource to educate people on the diverse experiences of deafness and hearing loss. So,
the wonderful thing is that, and Neil's looking at one of the images now, where a lot of it is blurred. You know, like you're really big on that, aren't you? Or one image of the person over the top of another image of that same person.
Yeah.
Tell us about that because I love it.
Yeah. So when I first came up with the idea for it, started off as a photography project in 2014. So it's been going for quite some time.
Yeah.
And I won a grant to first develop it into an exhibition.
Yep.
And so in that year, the challenge for me was, okay, how do I represent this issue visually? Because I didn't want it to, it's not just about a person, but it's a sensory experience, you know, trying to show what it feels like.
Mm.
To have hearing loss or to be deaf. So I used film, so it's all analog photography. Some of the
way you can use print your own film.
Yeah, so I was
photos.
Always interested in my own personal work being analog photography.
Yep.
And I didn't develop them myself, but I played around a lot with double exposures to, I guess, that image that's on the front cover of it's a double exposure portrait was to try and get this idea across that there's a lot of people that are hiding this side of themselves because they're ashamed, and I wanted to kind of get that message across that, you know, we're kind of visible in one aspect, but then...
But why would they feel ashamed? It's nothing to be ashamed about.
Well, yeah, I mean,
but that's
I say
happens.
That now, but 5 years ago I was incredibly... embarrassed and wouldn't wear my hearing aids in public. I certainly wouldn't show them to anyone.
Well, you showed me today.
Well, yeah. Now, I mean, I've come this far.
I said, show me.
Yeah, and I will happily take them off and show them off and tell people all about them now. But 5 years ago, it's really hard to explain, but there's a lot of people who have this similar experience that, and I think it comes from a history of an issue that has led to a lot of people being ostracized or discriminated against. Mm. And
well, it's almost like within the queer community as well.
Yeah.
Your coming out story, Neil, would you agree?
Yeah.
I was finding parallels with me in being a gay man.
I
think you're right. I mean, of course you're right. It's your story. But, you know, like I think anybody that's a little bit different, I think feels a little bit different. You know, there is that sort of what society sees as norms. And I was just reading in the press release when you were talking about how when you were younger, you know, you felt like you weren't the same as everybody else. Like when your teacher made you feel a bit inferior. So, I mean, I get that. Even if they don't come out and say it, there's always a little bit of subtext around things that go on sometimes.
Yeah. And this idea about being normal is the way we should all, that's what we're all given, this model of how we should be. But that's what I wanted to get across with this book, that it's these differences that make us all interesting, and it's what makes our society exciting and rich and diverse. And
absolutely.
It just becomes another aspect of our whole being, really, isn't it? It's not everything, but it's just another part of us.
Yeah, and that weight that gets let go when you finally do come out and say, hey, yeah, this is who I am and that's okay, and it feels good.
Yep.
So
how exciting is this to actually have a book?
Yeah.
You know, like, has that been a dream now for quite a while?
Well, yeah, from when I started the project, I always knew that I wanted it to be a book, because to me it was more than just the photos. You know, the photos were a fun part of it, a really beautiful part of it, but it's really having this permanent, tangible record of all these stories and, yeah, having more information in there. So there's also a little bit, like, simple information about hearing loss and audiology kind of aspects that I didn't know as a kid and would have been really helpful.
And so, your parents probably wouldn't have known.
Yeah, no. Yeah. And so it's this really simple, beautiful, I guess, bringing together of all these ideas to hopefully educate and inspire lots of people.
And as was it your publisher mentioned, that's a resource, a book as well, which you hadn't really thought of that.
Yeah, I guess I didn't. Like, I knew that it was something that I would have wanted when I was younger, so that's what kept kind of driving the direction. And when I was maybe unsure about certain things, I just thought, well, what would I have wanted to see?
Yep.
And that's what kind of helped me put the content in there.
Yep. Would this book be good for somebody like myself and Neil to have a greater understanding of you and people like you?
Yeah, certainly. Because I think a lot of people don't necessarily talk about it. As I mean, a lot of people say it's this visible, invisible disability.
Yeah, yeah.
Which leads to a lot of people not necessarily saying, oh, hey, by the way, I've got a hearing loss, I can't hear you very well. Whereas this is to kind of educate everyone on the experiences of what it might be like and how people do manage in certain situations. But also just the range, you know, it's not a simple thing to just define, or you're deaf or you're hard of hearing.
Yeah, because there's all different levels, isn't there? Yeah, absolutely. But the other really exciting side of it is that the book's available on the 1st of March, but on the 3rd of March is World Hearing Day. So you're tying it in beautifully, aren't you, with what the book's about?
Yeah, so it's actually Hearing Awareness Week from the 3rd until the 9th of March, and World Hearing Day is on the 3rd of March.
Yep.
So it was, yeah, a very conscious decision that I wanted to launch this during that week, because it's also, it's interesting, I mean, there's a lot of debates and ideas within the hearing and audiology industry as well as the deaf community, but I wanted to take the attention away from, say, the industry as such, or the technology that gets used, or to try and make a point that it is about the people and it is about deafness, even though we call it's World Hearing Day. Mm. It's sort of making a point of people who can't hear.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
It's a bit ironic.
Yeah. But the other interesting side of it is that I have a sister who's much, much older than me, and she's now she wears a hearing aid because as what often happens with people, the older you get, you lose your hearing. Yeah. So there's another side of it, isn't there, where people have heard all their lives who struggle in later life.
Yeah. I mean, a huge percentage of people above 60 have hearing loss, I think. Well, there's 1 in 6 Australians in total. So it's like 3.6 million people.
Wow.
And the majority of those people are over 60. And I guess that I wanted to... there's also older people in this book. It's not just limited to young people, but I wanted to show those faces of hearing loss that society doesn't necessarily think about.
Yep.
You know, a lot of the marketing around hearing loss are people, you know, I mean, quite often they look like they're over 80, but the reality is that there's all these 50-year-olds out there that don't want to feel old, so they might not go and get hearing aids because they just say, oh, well, no, I'm not
old. Well, like you, you didn't want people to know, or you didn't want to wear it.
Yeah.
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 How are you launching it?
So we have a launch on the 1st of March in Melbourne.
Yep.
That's the actual release day, but that's at Schoolhouse Studios. So that'll just be a fun event where I'll be speaking, but there'll also be a few people in the book telling their stories.
Oh, lovely. And can the general public go to that?
Yeah. So everyone's
and
welcome
to where is that?
It's Schoolhouse Studios in Collingwood.
Yep.
I think 6 to 8 p.m.
Right.
And then we also have a special event on the 7th of March, which is a Thursday, at the Melbourne Recital Centre. And so that will be a very special event for Hearing Awareness Week, and also put on with an organisation called Musicians for Hearing.
Ah, lovely.
And the whole point of that night is that I wanted to show how people experience music or sound when they are deaf. And so there's a bit of an immersive experience with the deaf dancer and a sound artist. And then there's also an Auslan interpreted performance from No Mono, which is they're a Melbourne-based band.
Yeah, okay, fantastic.
And, and you also, are you on a panel at the end? Art Book Fair as well?
Yes, so we've got NGV Art Book Fair, and on the 17th of March, we're doing a panel. With a couple of other artists.
You're very busy at the moment, so there's a few things that you've got doing. Do you have a website or anything social media that people can check out, basically, what you're up to?
Yep, you can go to earshot.com.au, and then we're also on Facebook and Instagram as, I think, earshot.au.
Google Earshot, basically. Yeah. You'll find,
if you go to the website, there's all the links.
And of course, it's available in bookshops around town?
Yep. So it should be in, I guess, most of the local Melbourne bookshops. If you walk in and it's not, then you can ask them to order it in.
Sure. Who's your publisher?
So Black Ink, but it's put under the imprint Nero.
Right.
Yeah.
Thank you so much for coming in today and sharing your story, your personal story and your story as a photographer. The images we've seen are fantastic. So congratulations. Yeah,
you're
a great photographer.
Much.
And the book is called Earshot. Go and buy it, people.
Thanks so much.
Certainly do. You're here on Joy 94.9, Sunday Arts Magazine.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.